Welcome to Growing International, where you hear from educators like yourself, students, and experts in the field of international education on how to grow your study abroad programs and internationalize your campuses. I'm your host, Jody Littleton, a professor of communication and a study abroad coordinator for Parkland College. I couldn't do this show without the support of Parkland College, a community college located in Champaign, Illinois, as well as the Consortium of International Studies and Programs and the Community Colleges for International Development. Whew! With all that out of the way, let's get started. Hello, everyone. We are at the CCID conference in New Orleans in 2022. Everyone here is super excited that we are live and able to talk to people in person, myself included. And I am here today with Abdellatif Harada, who is the Director of International Affairs at the Rabat Business School. And I fell in love with Morocco about 4 or 5 years ago when I went for a study abroad. And so I'm excited to talk to him about what they offer in Morocco, specifically in Rabat. And so I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you and have you tell us a little bit about the International University of Rabat and the Rabat Business School.
Thank you so very much, Jody, for the invitation and for allowing me to talk about the International University of Rabat, but also about Rabat Business School, which is the business school of the International University of Rabat. So first, let me tell you that I'm very pleased, extremely pleased to be part of this conference. I came all the way from Morocco, and I'm very pleased to meet with such a group of knowledgeable people specializing in educational here in the U.S. and outside of the U.S. So the International University of Rabat, to get back to your question, is an outcome of a partnership between the public and the private sectors. It's been launched by His Majesty the King back in 2010, and it's the very first university in Morocco to be adopting this model of public-private partnership. I am Director of International Affairs of Rabat Business School.
Oh, did I mess that up?
What's
that? Did I say Director of International Affairs?
No, you said...
Okay, good. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you like that, but I just wanted to make sure.
No. I'm very pleased to be here. The International University of Rabat is the very first university, again, as I mentioned, to be adopting the public-private partnership. We are a baby institution, but we've been able to achieve so many big achievements in the past few years. As a matter of fact, I will focus on Rabat Business School, which is a ACSB accredited institution. As many of you know, it's an American prestigious accreditation. Only 5% of institutions in the world have this accreditation. We've been ranked number one or the best business school in Morocco and in North Africa by Jeune Afrique magazine, which is a magazine specializing in education in Africa. The most recent achievement is the fact that our master programs are being ranked by the prestigious QS World International Ranking. In the near future, we're hoping to be the best business school in Africa. It's a big dream, but we will get to it. We're hoping also to get our second accreditation in the next few years to come.
That's impressive. Is it hard for the students to get into this school? It sounds like it's so prestigious that you would have people knocking on your doors trying to get in.
That's very true. To get access to the university, you just need to submit an application form, and of course your great transcripts from the last few years, and then go through an interview. It is true that the rate of acceptance is not the rate of acceptance is pretty low, as we are hoping to get the best students in Morocco, but we get to manage to recruit students from all over the country, from the Rabat region, but from many other parts of the country. And to be honest with you, it's not an easy task to get access or to be accepted in the university, but it is very feasible.
Well, and that's kind of leading into my next questions. Well, let me go back to, I had a question about, you've already talked about a lot of the accomplishments of your school. I mean, you've got so much prestige. Is there anything else that you'd like to touch on that you feel like you're really proud of and, you know, something that people should know?
In terms of the university, as I mentioned, we have different colleges. I represent College of Management, particularly Rabat Business School. But we have a diverse portfolio of programs. We have four different colleges. The first one is College of Engineering and Architecture, and there are five different schools that are part of this college: School of Automotive Engineering, Aerospace Engineering, Architecture, Informatics, and Renewable Energies. There is a second College of Humanities, Social Science, and Political Science. There is a third College of Health Sciences, and of course, College of Management. What I wanted to say is that there is a wide range of majors out of which students can choose the major that best fit into their requirements.
So one of the questions, since we are at the Community Colleges for International Development, is how does your university and your area serve community colleges and universities here in the United States? I guess CCID is a lot of different schools, but my podcast audience, I think, is a lot of times, I would guess, mostly U.S. colleges and community colleges and universities.
Right. So, as I mentioned, this is our very first time participating in a conference organized by CCID, and we're very pleased to be here. We're very proud to be here. I met so many great people. We are ready to give so many thanks to community colleges that are part of the network of CCID. We're hoping to get partnerships in terms of for Rabat Business School to be a transfer institution for many of these community colleges, so their graduates could come to Rabat Business School. And of course, we'll be happy to provide students who come from underserved areas or from poor backgrounds, but who are strong academically. We'll be happy to provide them with scholarships. We are also here trying to market our summer school for other partner institutions. We're providing, it's a program for a fee, so students have to pay for it. We're providing partner institutions with 15% of discount, but for any student who come from community colleges that are part of the network of CCID, they will get to benefit of 50% discount instead of 15.
Wow.
That's just to make sure that our partners in CCID network know how much we want to have their students in Rabat Business School. We are also hoping to receive students through exchange agreements, and we are also hoping that we can send students from Morocco to the US through student exchange agreements. And this is, as far as I'm concerned, the best way to get and to connect cultures between each other.
That's great. So really kind of two areas that I want to focus on. So I remember we had a conversation yesterday, and so for the audience, I want them to know that the school is in English. So, you know, I know a lot of community, my community college students are not fluent in French or Arabic, so your business school mostly is taught in English, is that correct?
That's very true. About 90% of the majors that we have are in English. As a matter of fact, our bachelor program is entirely in English, and our master programs are all taught in English except for one, which is applied economics and finance. And the reason is because we want to respond to the needs of the Moroccan market. Otherwise, almost every other major is taught in English.
So that makes it easy for our students to transfer over there. The other thing you mentioned was your summer program. So I know a lot of community college students, I guess I should say, I know that I am interested in the short-term study abroad programs because that's what our students seem to really be able to do. Tell us a little bit about those.
So for students who can't be away for an extended period of time, the summer school is a good option for them to come and see and explore Morocco. We have a program that's taking place in July. It's a program a la carte, so students could come for a week, for 2 weeks, or for 3 weeks. It's a combination of business-related courses, but also of cultural studies and of language courses. So students could choose whatever they want from the different areas that I just mentioned. There are also a series of immersion cultural activities that students can benefit of. As a matter of fact, there is of course an arrival orientation upon arrival. There is a tour of the host city of Rabat, which is one of the four imperial cities of the country. There are different other immersion cultural activities like cooking class, like Arabic calligraphy, day trips to other imperial cities in the country, and of course a farewell dinner towards the end of the program. With that being said, I just wanted to make sure that it is a combination of studies, but at the same time, a true immersion into the Moroccan culture.
And so that's a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks?
That's exactly correct.
Could the students go longer, or just 3 weeks is the maximum?
So students could either, as you mentioned, come for a week, 2 or 3 weeks. If students want to come for an extended period of time, they can come through our semester-long program,
okay,
which is a four-month program. They could come during the fall, starting September through December, or they could come during the spring term from January through mid-May. This is for students who want to come for longer than 3 weeks. Otherwise, and if we manage to find partnerships with community colleges here, they could come for a year or two and then get a double degree. They could get a bachelor degree from Rabat Business School. If they do want to stay for even longer, they can apply for one of our master programs and get a master program that is ranked among the best master programs in the world by QS World Ranking, as I mentioned earlier.
It sounds amazing. I want to go, actually. I would love to do that. One last question. I did not have that on my list, but if students wanted to study French or Arabic, is that a possibility if they wanted to do like a master, or not a master's, but a bachelor's program?
So students, if they come for our bachelor program, they have a list of courses that they can take depending on their major. So we have different majors in marketing, in finance, supply chain management, entrepreneurship, business analytics as well. Beside the academic portion of the program, students could take language courses. They could take Moroccan spoken Arabic. They could also take modern standard Arabic, and it really depends on their level. So if they are true beginners, they take a beginning class. Otherwise, they sit for a placement exam and we place them in the right level. They can also take French courses if they want to. And apart from that, they are really very welcome to attend so many student life activities that our students organize throughout the semester.
That sounds great. I know my students always really enjoy interacting with the other students, and they want to meet students from Morocco or from whatever country they're studying in. I'm going to ask if there's anything else that you think we should add to this podcast. Is there anything you think that people should know, or kind of final thoughts that you want them to take away with them?
All I want to say is that interested students are very welcome to come to Rabat Business School. They're very welcome to come and visit beautiful Morocco. They will be very taken care of. We have experienced people who've been doing and working with international students for years. Morocco is a very safe country. Rabat is also a very safe country. The compass is the safest place on earth. We will be very pleased to host students from these community colleges through any of the programs that I previously mentioned, and I'll be happy to see each and every one of them.
And I want to echo that it is a very safe country. When I was there, it's just very well run. It's got a strong history, relationship with the United States, very good relationship. It's a very stable country. I highly encourage people to consider it. It's just amazing, amazing people, such diversity as far as landscape for a small country. You've got everything, mountains, water, desert, you name it. So I highly encourage you guys to think about Morocco as a study abroad location. And I will put contact information and the website information in the description of this podcast so you can easily access that information. If you want more information, you can contact Amdel Atif. It's been a long day. And he will be happy to give you some more information. So thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Jody.
you for listening. I hope you got some good information from today's podcast, and you will continue listening to Growing International. If you have any questions, please email me at jlittleton@parkland.edu. I'm always happy to talk to you online, so please send me any questions that you have. Also, I hope you continue listening to this podcast. We are hosted on Podbean, and also we are now on Spotify and Google. So again, thank you so much, and catch you later.